Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, Diane, I'm in the same boat as you are here.
Regarding?
Tyler told me he has a game that he wants us to play.
Okay.
I don't know what the game is, but he said he thought it would be fun.
Famous last words.
So, but I just want to be clear, because when I whip your ass at whatever it is,
okay.
I don't want to hear, well, you knew. Because I don't. Tyler, tell Diane, I don't know what it is.
You'd think someone who's so confident already knows what it is, but he has no idea what the game is.
I don't know what it is. And I even said to Tyler, like, what is...
Elliot was very worried when I was pitching it without... really telling him anything.
Yeah, and I was like, what is this? He was like, and so I said, you know what? Trust tree. Have at it.
Okay.
All right? Do I need Kristen for this?
Yeah, I think all three should play.
But is Kristen going to do, like last time, because I whipped Diane's ass and Kristen's ass, everybody's like, everybody turned into a little titty baby.
Two chains.
Hi, Kristen. You know, I like Kristen can't say hi until the headphones are on.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Good morning.
There we go. All right.
Even
very good.
The volume has to be perfect.
Yeah. No, Kristen's a perfectionist.
Or a diva.
Both. All right. Here I go.
Do we need paper, pen? What's going on?
Good question.
Yeah, you might want to scratch something down.
Okay.
Diane, can I borrow some
you,
stuff?
You really don't. I meant Diane might want to scratch something.
I like to write
Elliot,
things.
I know you do. Elliot and Kristen do not need...
Oh, I don't have to write anything?
You do need a snack.
I brought some bread.
Just in case.
All right, I'm ready.
So what I noticed was this week when I was putting the playlist together and posting it on Tumblr, a lot of the songs we highlighted had something in common. Whether it was on Monday with the Proclaimers.
Oh, all songs discovered by me.
No. Or Wednesday, we celebrated the 35th anniversary of REM's
document.
And yesterday, you were talking about Kate Bush with Running Up That Hill.
Which I did a great rendition of.
Whether it's the Proclaimer song, or It's the End of the World as We Know It, or Running Up That Hill, all songs, those three, have parentheses in the title. So with the Proclaimers, it's I'm going to be... in parentheses, 500 miles.
Right.
For REM, and I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
For Kate Bush, deal with God.
Right.
Running up that hill.
Yes. Oh, you've caught on to how the game's going to go.
Wait, but which part? Okay.
So I thought it'd be fun. It's not Name That Tune because we're not playing music.
Lucky for Diane.
Okay. Because I'd win again.
I am going to give you a bunch of songs. I'm going to tell you what's in the parenthesis, and you give me the full title. You don't need to give me the artist. I'm not going to give you the artist. I'm just
So giving wait, so you're going to tell me the part that's in the parentheses?
Yes. And parentheses in music can mean everything from, they can be the version, they can be a continuation.
Oh, don't, volume one.
No. It can be a continuation of a lyric. It can be a reference point to a more well-known part of the song.
Right.
Like 500 Miles is a good example of that. A lot of people think that song is called 500 Miles, but that's in parentheses.
Correct.
Well, you helped them style it, right? Yeah. So, we'll see how it goes.
Okay, but I
need to clarify one thing, because we ran into this trouble last time.
What? When I won?
How many guesses do you get?
Do you want to go back to one guess?
It's your call on that. Because we've done it both ways for song-based Name That Tune.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Sometimes I feel like I may need a second guess.
All right, fine. You can guess twice. You can guess as many times as you want.
Yes, Kristen.
I have a question. Do we?
Can I ask mine first? What is the traditionally is the more common part in the parentheses or outside the parentheses?
Well, that's what I'm saying. For some songs, it is what people think is the only part of the title.
But then there's parentheses behind it.
I picked songs from all genres, and
come on! Movement 8 something.
See, but I didn't do none of these are version.
No, but it, like, is, if I, but I is said, it going to be I like Mozart's it, no. March of the Tumblers, Symphony 9? Like nobody's going to know that.
No, but like even like. One that I thought of that is not in the game would be Ghetto Anthem. And it's a Hard Knock Life.
Yeah, I got it. No, in my head. In my head, I got that.
Bread
one.
Says what?
But that's not.
I got to put the bread down. Well, I'm just eating it.
So these, even though parentheses or brackets, as they're called overseas, these won't be versions. These will be just really part of the song, maybe in the lyrics, maybe referencing.
It's the title. It's the title. Right.
Something related to the band.
Kristen had a question.
Yeah.
Do we get to hear?
No, there's no music.
Oh. No.
There's no music. Because it's not named that tune.
Are they all clean?
It is named that tune, kinda, in parentheses.
Are they all clean?
He's not playing them, so what does it matter?
No, but like the words and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, the actual words that we would say.
Right. No, because sometimes with some of the music I listen to, in the parentheses, sometimes they're swears.
Okay.
But these are official titles.
Okay.
And it's just first one to shout it out. It's like Name That Tune.
Okay. First one, and we get multiple guesses.
But be reasonable.
You're like, the one who asked for it.
Don't just sit there and go like, oh, it's a letter. A, B, C, D, E. Like that's
that
I
would be
that.
Something you would do.
Never. No, you know what I would do? I would guess the right letter.
All right, so you're getting
what's, God, Diane's so angry.
You're getting what's in the parentheses.
So what's in the parentheses is what you're going to say. I have to say the part that's not in the parentheses.
Right.
That's right. You ready?
Yeah.
Kristen?
Oh, God.
How many guesses?
Well, until we get it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good. I mean, unless I have to change it.
Are you going to keep track of the score?
Oh, you know I will.
Okay. You ready for number one?
Yes.
Wait. Hold on. D... E, K. Okay.
Number one. Put a ring on it.
Single Ladies.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, all right. We're good. How about that? You know what's weird?
Do you get it now? Do you get the game?
Yes. I clearly do. You know what's weird? I just did that dance the other day.
All right. Number two. In the Name of Love.
Pride.
Yes.
God, Elliot is killing it. Killing it.
Number three. Take a look at me now.
Against all odds.
Damn it.
Yeah, Diane, slow in the mouth.
Oh, God, he's going to be insufferable. Go ahead.
No, why?
You're already insufferable. You got one.
No, I got like, three,
no,
actually.
No,
I got
no,
three.
When you got
I got
one,
three.
You already became insufferable.
Let's see. I got three. You got zero. Who's insufferable? Who's already finding an excuse out?
Okay, Kristen, again, there's no turns. So you just want to shout out the answer.
Kristen, by the way, tied with Diane. Zero.
Number four. A Man After Midnight. All right. You can think through your brain.
A Man After Midnight?
Yeah.
Oh, Diane? No.
You can sing it if you want, but just don't give away.
No, I won't, but that's what I'm afraid of. No, I know the artist. Oh, son of a bitch. Come on. Long beard. Dark beard. Why am I helping you? A Man After Midnight. Am I right?
I can't give you a hint.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
It's like very Bob Seger-ish. During his long beard phase. No, it's not. I got it. Hold on. No. Blonde, short, clean cut, older now. Got it. Don't have it. Hold tight.
Now, why are you walking away from the microphone?
Because I'm thinking.
This is how we
what if Kristen decides, oh, it is my turn.
Kristen hasn't even guessed the song yet. I got it. Did it all. Gloria Love, Peter Cetera. Ding.
No.
Are you serious? I am a man who would fight for your honor, like that whole thing. Wow, that was a hell of a pull by me. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Diane.
I don't get your thinking, but I've got no guess.
I was going to say, give me your guess. Duh. I'm out.
Kristen, are you out?
Yeah, Kristen hasn't even started yet.
I think it's a lady, but I'm out.
Diane, are you out?
Yeah, Diane's out. Yeah.
Kristen's not wearing shoes, by the way. Go ahead.
No,
you can't. You're out. And it's not Madonna hung
it's
up.
It's ABBA.
Who?
ABBA. ABBA.
Gimme.
Yes. Oh.
I would have never.
A Man After Midnight.
I would have never.
She thinks she gets half a point for. All right, next one. Ready?
Yep, 300.
Okay. For a white guy.
Oh, Pretty Fly.
Now, it definitely wasn't Elliot.
Yes.
Would you two agree that you tied on that?
No, I wouldn't.
Who do you think got it?
Diane.
Okay. Give Diane a point.
Yeah.
I did say O.
Pardon me?
I said O. Pretty Fly?
Right, which
well,
isn't the
it.
Title.
She did.
Still losing by two.
Looks like a lady.
Dude!
Damn it.
Elliot. Oh, would you say that's a tie? Oh, hell no.
Next one is Are Made of This.
Sweet Dreams!
Diane finished before you did.
No way!
She did.
Roll the tape! What?
I admit it was close, but I think I was first.
All right. Well, I guess if Tyler and Diane agree that it was Diane.
The next one.
I still have twice as much as she does. By the way, still, I have not used my pen under the K at all.
War is over.
What is it good for?
Merry Christmas.
So this is Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Now, are you taking a personal stance on the war against?
Isn't it Merry Christmas?
None of you have gotten it yet. You can keep guessing.
What was it again?
War is over.
This is Christmas?
No.
Diane, please.
I said so.
So this is Christmas. Merry Christmas. Sweet Christmas. A Christmas. B Christmas. C Christmas.
Is it just Christmas?
No, it's not.
Guys.
Happy Christmas.
Yes.
Thank you.
Damn it.
Thank you.
Should have gone Brit.
But
they say Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I had to get in that mindset.
Now Kristen's just agreeing with Diane's statements.
All right, here we go.
Ride a cowboy.
Save a horse.
It's Big and Rich, yep.
Damn, Elliot.
Six.
He's running away. Oh, I know. He doesn't trust you.
It doesn't matter. I know what she got, too. She got a third of what I got.
Man in Motion.
Oh, no, Diane, be quiet.
Say no, it's fire.
No, God damn it, John Parr. Ooh, that's Diane's wheelhouse, John Hughes.
Okay. All right, Next one?
Yes.
16 candles. Come on.
Weird Science.
No.
Damn it.
16 candles.
I can't think of that damn word.
Wait, am I?
I'm hearing the song in my head, and I can't think of the name.
Will you sing it? Because I don't know. I've sung two songs.
No, I'm not going to give you one.
You're not going to get it either. No, but I feel like I'm singing two different songs. 16. Is that the right song? Candles.
I don't know.
I can't tell what song that is.
It's like an old Motown song, right? Yeah, Kristen knows it. Yeah. American Graffiti. No? Okay.
Oh, her toe ring just flew off.
Do you know it?
Well, I know the artist. I can't.
Well, say it.
It doesn't count.
That's okay.
No,
but
he wants a hint.
No, it's not. It's. I think.
Which artist? Which artist?
I was thinking it was. Now I can't even think of the artist.
What does he look like?
It's a group.
Don't
say it.
Give it to him.
No, you don't know it. You don't know it.
I'm hearing the song in my head. That's why I'm not singing like you did.
Yeah, because I say it. 16 candles. Wait, is it from the movie? Is it from the movie, 16 candles?
No. Do you all give up?
Weird Science. What was a big song from 16 candles? All I have is the Proclaimers in my head. I don't know it. I'm out. I'm out.
Are you all out?
Yes.
I'm out. Kristen?
Out, yes.
I like this song, too.
I can't think of the word.
Cigarette stains on your... Oh, I always thought he said this. Oh, wait, what is the song? What is the song?
Guys.
Love you.
It's playing.
Yeah, how are you?
Don't ask why. Why can't I think of the name of the song?
I don't know.
I got it!
We all gave up. You don't get a point for this. You know that.
Molly.
Yes.
Damn it.
God damn it, Elliot. God damn it. I'm going to give myself a half a point for that.
You no, can't.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
6.5.
So far away.
Stay. So close. So close.
Oh, wait. Is it Lisa Loeb?
No, it's freaking U2.
Oh, I already used, I already got one U2 song.
It's not U2.
Oh!
Oh.
Boom!
Is it Dire Straits?
Okay, you know the game is not a band.
Oh! Walk of Life!
No, that's another song.
I want my MTV.
So Far Away?
No, that's what he said. Oh,
yeah. Damn it. Well, maybe they did double. You don't know.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
So far away from me.
You're so far away from
me. You're going to kick yourself in this one, especially Diane.
But is that's it? Oh,
I think Diane was hot for this group.
Oh, wait, is it not Dire Straits?
No.
Oh, then I know what it is.
Go ahead.
I know what it is.
Go ahead.
I know what it is. No, I don't want to say it because this is definitely a parentheses song, but I don't think it's this one. And then I'm giving you one for the future. Tempted?
What?
Tempted?
No.
Oh.
It's not Squeeze.
But wasn't that Tempted parentheses by the fruit of another?
I thought this was an easy one. Do you all give up?
Yes.
Kristen?
Yes.
Elliot?
No.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Wait, what is the part in parentheses again?
So far away.
Say?
No.
It's not Lisa Loeb.
No.
I'm out.
Oh, my God, Diane. Jesus Christ.
Oh, I ran.
Yes.
Flock of Seagulls. On the Pirate.
I still own this vinyl. I never got rid of it.
Wow. Where do you walk, Diane?
Along the avenue.
Thank you.
Cubby. I walk
along the avenue. What you eating there, Diane?
Hummus.
All right, here we go.
Get It On.
Bang a gong!
Correct.
Yeah! Yes! Yes! And you could have told me it's either T-Rex or Power Station. I preferred Power Station.
Elliot is doing so well in this.
I know, he's killing it.
But are you channeling like your inner disc jockey?
No, I just know songs.
Like, how are you so bad when you hear the tune? But you can have the
title. That's how my brain works.
All right. To the Other Side.
Break on through.
Oh, that's we were right. On to the next.
Well, what did you didn't think you were still playing?
No, because a lot of it is it's just the lyric. Break on through. That's the Doors, Diane.
Yes.
Young man by the name of Jim Morrison. James to his friends. Just a quick look at the tote board. 8 for Elliot. Mm-hmm. 3 for Diane. And here we go.
We're running out of songs, Diane. Your chances.
I know.
Are slim here. We salute you.
For those about to rock.
God damn it.
Yes.
I don't think the name of the song, Diane, is God Damn It.
Next one. Are you all ready?
Yeah.
Come Out Tonight.
Rosalita.
Yes.
Oh, that's
Sorry, that was involuntary.
Why do you have to flip me off?
Because that's your song. You always say how that's the best Bruce Springsteen song.
No, I don't. I don't say that. It's the second best Bruce Springsteen song. Badlands is the first one. God damn it. All right, I'm ready.
Does Kristen have anything?
Points? No.
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 Points,
what did
no.
You think I was asking?
Shoes, no.
Still one toe ring.
And for you, Kristen, we are still playing, and here is the next in parentheses lyric.
Here we go.
Or song title. To everything there is a season.
Change.
No.
Turn.
Yes! Dang. Oh, Diane!
Good job, Diane.
Here goes her run.
Do you have 5?
5.
Oh, boy. I have 9.
You ready?
Yes.
Not to come.
Mama. Mama told me.
Yes.
3 in a row. Still not confident, but go ahead.
All right. Wait, next one?
Yes.
Here we go.
Till it's gone.
Don't know what you got.
Oh!
Ding!
Okay, I mean, hold on.
Kristen gave you a ding.
All right, I got to move a little bit. All right.
Wait, what is the score now?
9 to 7. Excuse me, he asked. 9 for me, 7 for Diane.
0 for Kristen.
All right.
But I like it.
But I like it. I'm singing the song.
Don't know what it is?
No, that's a horrible guess. Well, there goes Diane's run.
But I like it.
It's right there.
On my paper? It is on my paper, yeah.
This is another oldie. I don't know it. I don't know it.
Man, come on.
I don't know it. But I'm singing. I gave you the song. But I like it.
I have no idea what song that is.
Yeah, because you don't know music.
Are you giving up on this one?
Oh, no. Diane, please be quiet. I got the wrong song. I don't know if there's two words at the beginning. Well, what does it matter? I'll say it all, and then I'm just going to say it twice. It's only rock and roll. I know it's only rock and roll. Got it.
It's only rock and roll.
Yeah, got it.
Damn it.
But I like it.
Damn it.
That's a good one by me.
Kristen, are you ready?
Yes.
This one may be more in your wheelhouse. In My Hands.
Zombie.
No.
Oh. In My Hands? In My Hands? In My
That's
Hands?
That's in your head.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what is it again?
In My Hands.
In My Hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Kristen's wheelhouse?
Oh, God, I can hear it in my head.
Sing it for me, please.
Nope.
It's in my head? No, it's my in my hands. Hands. It's in my hands? He's got the whole world. No? Okay. I don't have it. I'm not even close. I can't even sing it. It's in your hands.
In my hands.
It's in my hands. I don't know it. I'm out.
I can't think of it either.
Are you out, Kristen?
Yes.
Oh, God damn it. Fuel, Hemorrhage.
Hemorrhage.
You didn't know that.
I could hear, this is the song that was playing in my head.
Oh, not me. I was singing the zombies. Oh, and I like Brett Scallions. That's a good one. That's a good one. I should have known that.
Give me one more check on the score here.
Oh, I can. Elliot has 10. Diane has 7.
Is that right, Diane?
Yes.
And that's it for the game.
Damn it.
Are you serious?
One more.
You didn't give us a heads up.
Ah, damn. That's awesome. Go, Elliot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.